This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is asking anglers to give part of the Yampa River a break. Starting today, the agency is implementing a voluntary full-day fishing closure on a stretch of the river near Steamboat Springs. That's due to extremely low flows and warm water temperatures. Biologists say the conditions are especially hard on native mountain whitefish, which have already seen population declines in recent years. CPW expects more fishing closures this summer if drought conditions continue. Jefferson County School Board members have voted to authorize possible legal action against the Federal Office for Civil Rights. Jeffco says the dispute centers on the government's claim that boys are being allowed on girls' sports teams and in girls' facilities. Jeffco disputes those claims and says it's following the law. District Attorney Tim Hafey.
We believe that providing facilities access to students consistent with gender identity is consistent with Title IX, and it's certainly consistent with Colorado law.
Jeffco says it's waiting for the federal government's next move and hopes to keep negotiating. Colorado's DMV is warning drivers about a rise in so-called title theft scams. Investigators say scammers are posing as helpers during the vehicle registration process and then illegally taking ownership of cars. They say the scammers often target people without an official ID. Officials urge residents to use official DMV services and never add someone to a vehicle title unless they're a legitimate owner. They also note Colorado IDs are available to residents regardless of immigration status. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.